An internet big shot aims for the California governor's office. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. She ran eBay. Now she wants Schwarzenegger's job. Political observers say former eBay chief Meg Whitman is preparing to run for California governor in 2010. Her only real political experience is working on the John McCain campaign last year. She spoke at the Republican National Convention in St. Paul. Whitman was even mentioned as a possible McCain running mate. If she were to make it through the Republican primary, she could possibly face either the mayor of San Francisco or Los Angeles, or the current lieutenant governor or former governor Jerry Brown. Why does Whitman want to enter big-time politics? I put that question to San Jose Mercury News political writer Mary Ann Ostrom.
Well, this is a woman who resigned just 9 months ago from running, you know, an internationally known corporation, and said she wanted to do something different, and has been making a very concerted effort over the last 9 months, including playing high-profile roles in presidential campaigns to get her name out there. And now she has resigned from several boards, including eBay's, and people close to her say she's decided she's going to make a run. She is certainly lauded in most business circles for her business acumen, although eBay is nowhere near on the same growth trajectory it used to be. But politics is a whole new game, and she's already had a couple small stumbles.
What are those stumbles?
The stumbles have been an unflattering review of her voting. This would be her personal voting record. She's been a resident of California on and off for nearly or more than 20 years, and voting records indicate that she has not voted regularly, and she only re-registered to become a Republican last September. Her spokesman says she wanted to vote for Mitt Romney in the California Republican primary, and so she re-registered as a Republican. So she clearly is presenting herself sort of as a moderate, middle-of-the-road independent candidate, which certainly plays well in California in general elections. However, primaries are pretty much populated by party loyalists, so that'll be one hurdle she'll certainly have to get over.
Her biggest advantage is probably her wealth. She can spend whatever she wants to. What's her biggest downside going into a race like this? What does she have against her that's really hard to overcome?
You would not call her a charismatic figure, and I do think people are a bit wary of rich candidates showing up and thinking they can basically write a few checks and get elected.
eBay is not a universally loved company by any means. So I would think that might sort of hurt Whitman as well.
I think the best thing she's got going for her in terms of the eBay affiliation is that people can, they know what eBay is. I think there are a lot of people who have gotten rich off eBay and love it. There's also people who have not done well with eBay and think some of its policies over the years has favored big business over small folks. Generally speaking, eBay has a good reputation. I mean, it's not like she's president of a bank or an insurance company, so it's probably better than that. But it's not a guaranteed vote just because you're associated with a company that's done well financially.
Mary Ann Ostrom, thanks for joining us, and see you later.
Bye.
Mary Ann Ostrom is political writer for the San Jose Mercury News. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.